Broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village in Atlanta, Georgia, for Neuro Launch Demo Day, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village. You're listening to This Just In. And we're broadcasting the Neuro Launch Demo Day. Very happy to have us have you here today. And certainly my next guest, Adam Leonard from Atanse. He's Director of Strategic Partnerships. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks for having me on, Justin.
You got it. Glad you're here. And obviously, we're watching everybody kind of fill in here for Demo Day. So it's a big day. It's been in the works for quite a long time. So I'm very excited to watch this get kicked off here shortly. So tell us, Adam, about Atanse.
Sure. So my company, Atanse, develops neurosurgical instruments for drug delivery. Our company is based in Boston, where I'm joined by Mike Kelly, our CEO, and Dr. Miles Cunningham, our CSO and the inventor of our technology.
Very cool. So you're another Boston company.
Yep.
Bill Yonker just left the stage here, and he's a Boston company. And the guy before that was a Boston. This is terrific. I'm from Boston, so I love to hear all this. But I love that you're in Atlanta. Actually, we call it the health IT capital of America, even though you're probably a little bit beyond just health IT, but we love all the healthcare strategy and innovation occurring in our backyard down here. So what are the one or two things that you need to have your company thrive? Obviously, NeuroLaunch gives you a lot of tools and opportunities, but what are the one or two things that you're kind of focused on?
Sure. So just a little bit about our technology. Right now, we're focused on solving the problem of delivering drugs into the brain. This problem exists because your brain has this thing called the blood-brain barrier, which is essentially a filtering mechanism. This is a good thing, because it keeps harmful toxins out of your brain. However, it makes drug delivery particularly difficult. And for this and many other reasons, some drugs will require direct injection into the brain. So today's drug delivery devices are essentially straight, hollow needles, and these devices cause a significant amount of damage when a neurosurgeon has to make multiple passes through healthy brain tissue. We developed a device which is investigational that reduces the trauma associated with these types of procedures and provides neurosurgeons with a greater degree of control.
Excellent.
So right now, we're looking to partner with early stage biotechnology companies who might be interested in delivering their therapeutics with this device. We're particularly excited about some of the regenerative therapies that are in development right now, things like stem cells and gene therapies. Many of these products eventually will require direct injection.
So that way, because we're live on the air and we're going to have a lot of listeners continue to join us. What companies would you love to partner with over the next 6 months or so to kind of call some of them out?
Oh, well, there's a whole list of them. Mostly, we're looking at companies in early stage clinical trials. Mm-hmm. So companies, phase one, phase two. Right now, we do have one partner that we're working with on a trial to treat stroke patients with stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we're open to any company developing particularly regenerative therapies. There are some additional applications for the device as well. Companies developing gene therapies.
Is there one or two that you can name? Would you have to throw it out there?
One or two to name.
Yeah.
Stem Cells Inc. would be an interesting one out in California. They're doing some interesting work around, obviously, stem cell delivery. Oxford Biomedica. There's a whole bunch that we're looking at that are involved in clinical trials that we'd like to partner with.
Cool. No, that's great. So what's the best way for my audience to stay in touch with you guys? Is there a website, email addresses, or what are the best ways for them to stay updated on your progress?
Sure. So any updates will be posted to our website. I'm also on Twitter, at Adam A. Leonard, so I'll be sharing any updates about the company there as well.
And what's the web URL?
The web URL is atanse.com.
And it's
A-T-A-N-S-E.
Perfect. Adam, thank you for joining. Adam Leonard from Atanse. Thank you for joining me today, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Take care.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.